What made you choose broadcasting over journalism?
Yeah, it was a hard choice to decide between journalism and broadcasting at the time because they were really splitting them quite severely. And I really was interested in writing newspaper columns and how ads were created in the newspaper and different aspects of journalism. So I took some classes in it, but I decided broadcasting was sort of coming up and coming. I just always had the feel that people wanted to know news quicker than we were able to give it to them. And broadcasting was the way to get it into their homes and their minds and their cars. I just felt like I really wanted to be first to know the news, and then I wanted everyone else to know the news as quickly as I did.
What about the organization that you were a part of? How did that sort of shape your time at WSU and in the College of Communication?
Alpha Epsilon Rho was one of those national organizations that allowed us to go to national conventions and hear from people who were already out there in the field doing the job. But when I would go to those meetings, I wasn't paid attention to at all. I felt like I was really ignored, and it was very difficult to interact with the speakers and the people there. Often they would have a session scheduled and I'd be the only one sitting in there listening to it. But if you had a local chapter, then you had officers, and I think I was an officer, probably secretary, that allowed me to understand that this was a nationwide occupation and that the sort of the growth areas and where the money was flowing, who was owning what, the networks were just starting to branch out and form in different ways. So, you know, there was a lot to learn. I never thought I'd manage anything, but I always felt like I could be a support person. What I ended up doing, however, after trying to work for Metro Media TV in San Francisco, and I did a summer internship at KOMO TV in Seattle, at the end of the day, I realized I really didn't want to just splice cartoons and answer a switchboard. So I was able to get a job in continuing education. And I did that job for 24 years at Washington State University using my communication skills and my marketing. I guess I didn't realize I was being well trained for that, but I have to say that anyone who majors in communications should consider working in the continuing education field. It involves all the aspects of training and learning, other than just how the radio signal is broadcast and the engineering of it. You learn more about how to reach people, how to make them act because of what you're saying. And that was important because I had to write many brochures. At the time, we only marketed conferences through a mailed brochure. So the skills of writing and marketing were sort of tucked into my education, even though I didn't know I was doing that.